Mahabharat, Part 1, Chapter 31, Part 3. Chitrasena captures Duryodhan. Subtitled, Hubris, Overbearing Pride or Presumption, Part 2. Arriving at Dvaitavan, Duryodhan camped about 4 miles from the lake. His many attendants built him a house surrounded by fruit trees near a good water supply. Separate houses were constructed for Karna, Shakuni, and Duryodhan's brothers. Duryodhan then went to see the large herd of cattle. He examined their limbs and supervised their counting and marking by the herdsmen. When all the work was done, the Kuru prince wandered cheerfully throughout the region, enjoying himself with his friends and the women. His entourage roamed about the woodlands at pleasure, like celestials enjoying themselves in the Nandana groves. The herdsmen, who were expert at singing and dancing, entertained their royal guests, who in turn distributed first-class food and drinks to the herdsmen. After the entertainment, Duryodhana decided to go hunting. Attended by his followers, he went about the forest killing hundreds of bison, buffaloes, boar, deer, bears, and gavayas. The hunting afforded him the opportunity to see the delightful regions in the forest, which resounded with the sweet notes of peacocks and swarmed with bees intoxicated by the honey of fragrant flowers. As the prince went through the forest, like Indra amid the gods, he gradually came to the Dvaitavana lake. On the opposite shore, Yudhisthira was performing the sacrifice known as Rajarishi. Being guided by brahmanas, he sat with Draupadi making offerings into the sacred fire. Duryodhan, desiring to display his opulence before the Pandavas, instructed his men to build pleasure houses along the lake shore. Immediately they went toward the lake and looked for a suitable site. But as they came close to the lakeside, they heard a voice calling. "Stop! Who are you? Why have you come to this place? Know me to be Chitrasena, the Gandharva king. This lake and its surrounding woodlands belong to me." Duryodhan's soldiers looked around and saw the Gandharva surrounded by other celestials and apsaras. He was sporting in the lake, and he told the soldiers to go back to wherever they had come from. The soldiers returned to Duryodhan and gave their report. Duryodhan then detailed a number of his most powerful generals to drive the Gandharva and his followers away. The generals went before Chitrasena and said, "The powerful son of Dhritarashtra, who is known as King Duryodhan, has come here to sport. Therefore, you should leave this place immediately." The Gandharva simply laughed. Chitrasena's reply was harsh. "Your wicked-minded Duryodhan has little sense, or else how could he command we who dwell in heaven? We are not his servants. You are fools to bring us such a message and to thus meet your own deaths. Go back to where you came from, or else find yourselves in the abode of Yamaraj this very day." The soldiers again returned to Duryodhan and told him that if he wished to use the lake, he would have to fight with the Gandharvas. Duryodhan's anger rose. How dare anyone oppose him? Why, he was the ruler of the earth, and he would teach these Gandharvas a lesson. He then barked out orders to his men. Go, chastise these wretches who have so displeased me. Even if it were Indra sporting with his celestials, I would not tolerate it. Knowing the Gandharvas to be formidable fighters, Duryodhan's generals took thousands of heavenly armed soldiers and returned to the lake. They filled the woods with their loud roars and crushed everything as they advanced. The Gandharvas again forbade their approach, but the soldiers disregarded them and came onto the shores, their weapons uplifted. Enraged, Chitrasena ordered his followers, "Punish these wicked wretches." Thousands of Gandharvas rushed at Duryodhan's men. The soldiers panicked and fled. Karna alone stood his ground. He checked the Gandharvas with his arrows, displaying lightness of hand. He struck down the enemy by the hundreds, lopping off their heads and limbs. Gradually, he forced the Gandharva army back. But then they regrouped and came again in even larger numbers. The Suta's son, Karna, fought furiously, and the earth was quickly covered with the bodies of slain Gandharvas. Hearing the clamor of battle, Duryodhan, Dushasan, and their other brothers raced to assist Karna. The clatter of their chariot wheels as they charged into battle resembled Garuda's roars. A fearful fight ensued, and gradually the Gandharva warriors were overpowered. They retreated to Chitrasena, and the Kuru sent up a loud victory shout. Seeing his army so afflicted, the Gandharva king mounted his chariot and rushed toward the Kurus. He knew all the methods of warfare, and he fought with mystical weapons. Thus the Kuru heroes were rendered senseless by Chitrasena's illusions. It appeared that every one of them was surrounded and being attacked by Gandharvas. The Kurus cried in fear and fled panic-stricken from the fight. Only Duryodhan, Karna, Dushasan, and Shakuni remained fighting, although they were all severely wounded. The Gandharvas concentrated on Karna, surrounding him and raining down showers of weapons with swords and axes. They cut down his chariot and slew his horses and chariot driver. Karna leaped down with a sword and shield in his hands and mounted the chariot of Vikarna. Urged on by Karna, Vikarna immediately fled from the battlefield, fearing for his life. Then only Duryodhan and his brothers remained. They hurled their weapons at the Gandharvas, but the celestials closed in on them. They smashed Duryodhan's chariot, and thus he fell stunned to the ground. Chitrasena immediately jumped down and seized the prince with such force that it seemed as if he would kill him. The other Gandharvas took Duryodhan's brothers prisoner, and the others ran into their camp and seized their wives. Thousands of Kurus were taken prisoner by the Gandharvas, who bound them with chains and herded them together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.